When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. Thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way. I'm so excited Jennifer's back.
How are you? I'm so excited to be here.
You come back, and then Sherry's gone.
I know. I feel like I haven't been here forever. It's great to be back. I've missed everybody, and I'm so glad to hear from all of our listeners again. It's wonderful.
Yeah. In fact, I do want to start off the show. One, I'm so excited to be here. This is The Brighter Side of Life, and we talk about anything that can enhance your life, and that's really what this whole show is about. I do want to start off with that phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We have so many things to give away, and thank you for everybody calling in all the time. I want to do things, we want to hear your phone calls. We want to get those. We want to have you on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show, and we have a ton of stuff to give away, so write that number down, 805-419-0008. 0008 419 0008. We have a great show for you today, and we've got John Motz here from Bank of Bucks. How are you, John?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, thank you for waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're going to be also talking with Dr. Robert Miello, and we're going to be talking about disconnected kids. And it's really about, you never know what we're going to talk about, and I think that's kind of the fun of it. You just tune in. And I do want to remind you of this show, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And today, our show is going to be all about recovery, anything that you are waking up to in life. And it could be anything. It could be anything that you are just going through in your life and that you need help with. I've got some amazing experts that are going to be on with us, and we want to hear from you. We want to help you get on to that next place in life.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like your aha moment.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? What is your moment that you've got going on, and how are you finding your answers? What is your path?
There you go. Anyways, Tom Spence, how are you doing?
A beautiful weekend early this morning. Doing fine, Kim.
There you go. There you go. Again, I want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. I want us to make sure you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and stay connected to us with all that. Also, I know a lot of you are already getting our newsletter that goes out every week. You've been blogging awesome.
I know. I do enjoy the blog. I especially like when I have a great topic.
There you go. I know. And I hope that everybody got our invitation to do the Kim Pagano Show cruise. That is with Princess Ruby. And that is September 17th through the 21st. And it's all about just really pampering yourself and feeling renewed. And so I hope that you are going to join us on that. We're going to get more out of that. But if anybody's interested, give us a call right now, 419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our amazing giveaways?
Yeah, great prizes this morning, Kim. Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy. Perfect day for it too, April 15th. That's the day you definitely have to laugh. California Strawberry Festival admission tickets to that, and we have pairs of tickets for the Strawberry Meadows of College Park. If you haven't been, what are you thinking? That's what this SAG business is about around here. It's all about strawberries. 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck Events. Food trucks are all the rage these days. You got to get out to that. The Rotary Club in Thousand Oaks, along with the Caneo Valley Days Committee, is presenting the 39th annual Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show in Thousand Oaks on April 25th. That's a whole lot of fun. Staying in the Caneo Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, runs through April 12th. Chicago at the Fred Cavalli Theater. What a great musical. It's at a beautiful place in Thousand Oaks. The Cavalli Theater is fantastic. Cabrillo Music Theater also presents Mary Poppins. That's great for the whole family. Favorite song of Mary Poppins, anyone?
I love that. Yeah.
Oh, I think A Spoonful of Sugar is my favorite. That is an amazing show. Kids,
family. I don't know. Yeah.
Of all ages, even adults. The Mary Poppins is one of my favorites.
I can't wait to see
that. Back in the day
that.
When we could actually eat sugar.
I know.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Yep. Exactly.
And the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, amazing automobiles.
Yeah. So thank you so much for shouting out all those great things. Let's just start off the morning with one of my favorites, Famous Dave's. I've got a $25 gift certificate. Let's just start the morning right there.
Let's just start with lunch.
I know. I love their stuff there. You know, their bread that they give you.
It's like cornbread muffins.
Yeah. Oh, yummy, yummy. Good. Anyways, it's all good. Anyways, right now, give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. I do things a little bit different than the other shows. Call us, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Or you can also go on Facebook and put your name and private message us on there and your email, and somebody will get back with you there. We got tons of ways to get us out there, and that's what we're doing here on the Kim Pagano Show, because we love to give back and we want to hear from you. So again, if you're just waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. John, so glad to have you here, and thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Bank of Books. I know you guys got a lot going on, and Clary's here, and I want to just do a nice shout out to him. But thank you. So tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay, at Bank of Books, we're the number one bookstore, independent bookstore in Ventura County for almost 15 years. It's because it's a really great store. Get things, whatever you want, we'll find for you. We have a warehouse that has 2 million books, so if we don't have it in the store.
2 million.
Wow.
I mean, not very many, you know? Yeah.
And I've read them all.
Really, John?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And we have 150,000 in the store.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're looking for a book, we'll find it for you.
There you go. Is there, what are people mostly reading nowadays? Are they reading more, self-help? Are they reading more, cooking? What are people doing?
Well, a couple things surprise me. A lot of business books we sell.
Oh.
And that didn't surprise me, but a lot of people trying to improve.
Entrepreneur, mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of
okay.
that. And the Western genre is incredibly popular. People from other countries come into the store. We get a lot of people from Japan and Europe, and that's the first thing they ask for. I think that's because it's American mythology.
Oh, that's interesting. And I know that just being in, the radio, a lot of people are doing self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought on that?
That's very good if the author really helps promote the book.
Okay.
Because there are some great books out there, but people have to hear about it.
Yeah.
And they have to know
right.
that they're looking for this particular title.
How do you help authors get their name out there?
The third Saturday of every month, we do a book signing. And it's shifts from 11 to 1, 1 to 3, 3 to 5, and 5 to 7.
Oh.
And usually the whole day is booked with a particular author.
Oh,
and so
awesome.
We get the word out for the author, but the author also has to tell their people in their church, people in the different groups they belong to, that they're going to be there.
It's teamwork.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. I have several friends that have self-published, mm-hmm. and they have some great books. And I always wonder, besides the friends that they have, how it goes past that circle to get the information out there that this is the title and this is what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just simple things like flyers. Get it out there.
There you go. That's perfect. So tell us a little bit. I know that you guys are kind of more of an independent bookstore.
Yes.
How are you different than the big names?
Okay, well, people can bring books to our sister store. It's called the Bendigo, and they'll get trade credits. They drop off books there, they evaluate it, and then they can use that trade credit at our store. We have a store in Malibu, the store Bendigo, and the store that I work at in Ventura on Main Street, and they get half off of used books.
Wow, that's right. Great.
And then 20% off of new books, and, you know, other bookstores don't do that.
I know you came with a couple gift certificates for our listeners right now. What
that's
can
right.
we do?
We have three gift certificates for $10 each.
Oh, awesome.
That's
okay,
great.
So let's just open up the phone lines right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Again, that is from Bank of Books. They're all over the place. They've got one in Malibu, one in two in Ventura.
That's right.
And enough books to, read a whole family and more, right?
That's right.
So I have a question. I'm in a book club. I love to read. Do you have current titles as well, right? Not just things that people are looking for that were published a while ago?
That's right. You get new books, too. Yeah,
new
and
books
that's,
as
and
well?
That's
the
ones okay. you get the 20% off of them, hardback or paperback. As long as it's new, you automatically get 20% off.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I always find that if you're not a real reader, but if it's you can, there's something about having the book and the cover when you're reading a book and getting the full experience, as opposed, sometimes it's great to download something if you need it really quickly, but there's something about having that book
opening it. Yeah.
I love that. My older son loves to read, and he prefers the book. He does. We've got the iPad, the Kindle, all of that. He likes the book.
And the smell of the books, too. People go, it smells like a bookstore.
And you can share them. I know there's like different apps and all that kind of stuff that you could share something that you've gotten online. But there's something about having a great book, reading it, and giving it to a friend and saying, I love this. You should read it.
And the artwork on the cover. There's a whole...
And it tells you so much about... Mm-hmm. We read the book Mary Coyne. And it's about this woman. And if you bought it on a Kindle, you didn't see it the same way everyone else did who had the actual book.
Yes.
There you go. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you are waking up with us here. I do want to remind you of our next hour. We are on from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And all of our shows are completely different, and we have different guests on all of them. So we would love you to join us. And, of course, we've got a newsletter that tells about all of our guests that we have on, so I'd love you to get that too. So, John, and for anybody that's just joining us right now, we're talking with John Motz from Bank of Books. Our phone number here, 419-0008. We've got three gift certificates to Bank of Books that they were generously enough to give to all of our listeners out there. So I know that you're bringing something literally hall. What is that?
Yeah, the Ventura County Literary Hall of Fame, we want to build that in the store downstairs. And what that would do is honor literary figures in Ventura County, past and present. One of the most notable is Earl Stanley Garner, who, while he was a lawyer here in Ventura, wrote the Perry Mason Mysteries.
Mm.
Oh.
So we want to have different, and we'd like people's input, too, different authors, whatever, the different categories, science fiction, general fiction, whatever, all local authors that would fit into those categories that we could name.
So let me ask you a question. Do you have a lot of books on tape?
Yes, we have it on CD. We also have it on like old school cassette tape too.
Yeah.
So we have that.
I mean CD.
Oh,
and
CD.
Did I just date myself? Oh, okay.
Get your tape recorder out.
I know,
and push
play.
I know, no.
Everything but 8-track.
Yeah. But so you have a lot on CD?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's my way of reading. You know, when you're going all the time and you just slip it in your car and you still are.
I have a lot of people in my book club who download the book because they don't have time to sit and read, but when they're cleaning their house and they still enjoy a great story.
Yeah. So are most authors do it on CDs?
You know what? It's still, at least what we carry, most people still have it on the printed page.
Really?
And we've had local authors who've had their books done on CD. And what kind of surprises me is you'd think they'd want the authors to read it, but they actually have actors and they prefer. Maybe it's a time they want somebody professional to do it.
Ah.
But I would think that the authors would know how to pronounce names, would have more feeling for it. But I'm finding that's not the case, that they have like professional actors do it.
Oh, voiceover.
Yes.
They voice over the books now. Yeah. See, yeah. There you go, Tom. That's a whole nother. He's got such a great voice.
It's interesting. We had a guy here, Michael Beck. If you remember the movie The Warriors,
yeah,
with the gangs running around with the baseball bats in New York, he was also in the excellent film Xanadu. And one of his things, yes, thank you.
I almost started singing.
And he reads books as on audio tapes, and it's interesting. But I, as much as I appreciate that on road trips, you have to read the printed page.
Oh, I
you
know. Have there's to,
even a nook like or a cranny goes, yeah, or a whatever. I've got a couple on my iPad, but you bend the pages.
There's
it's your
I know.
Thing.
It's like being a... Yeah.
I'm allowed to scar my own books up and do what I want with them, and I like
Were you thinking the same thing I was thinking?
I was thinking the same exact thing.
Yeah, when she...
Yeah.
But it's your own. It's your book. It's what you have, and it's nice
no,
to have the printed
yeah,
page.
No, I get it. I have a question. So were you always... into reading? I mean, you know, yeah.
From birth, yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's funny because there's people like that. You know, I've got four kids. Two of my daughters love to read. Two of my sons, if a ball was a book, then they would have loved it, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's interesting. It is kind of a talent that you need to, you know, really have a passion for. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Like when I'd watch television programs, I'd see who wrote it and see if they wrote books.
Oh, really? I never thought about that. Do you, I mean,
never.
Yeah.
No.
Tom?
No, I have a copy of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and I read that for my book club a couple years ago, and I found a copy of it, a hard copy of it, in my mom's garage that belonged to my grandmother, and she had cut out a page from the LA Times on the author. And I thought it was so, and she's long since passed away. And I think it's so fascinating because I can't figure out why she would have cut out this paper, or maybe it just happened to be in the same time. But have you ever gotten anything traded in that you after the person's left that you realize is a real collector's item?
Or money.
Or have a
in
big
a book.
Story behind it?
Yeah. Oh, like the lady who wrote the Harry Potter book. She had come through. And she had signed some books. So we got some books in, and we checked it out. It's actually her autograph on those books.
Oh, really? I love stuff like that.
Now, how much is that worth? Is that like a jewel?
That is. That one would be. I would think that would be a few hundred on that one.
Oh, my God. Wow. Now, what about money or anything?
Anything hidden, like, a letter hidden.
I've never heard. I've heard that they have had money come in.
Clary's saying yes over here. Okay, wow, that's awesome. I mean, you know, it is. It's like your passion. You know, sometimes people hide money in their books, and or you know, now they have like those fake books. You know,
right?
But, yeah,
exactly.
One of the books years ago, I reread after I got out of high school. A Catcher in the Rye. And this old girlfriend of mine gave me the book, and I opened it up. She had taken it from the Venice Public Library. So I had a stolen book. But what was fascinating, the card was still in it. And
oh,
you
pull
it out and you see the ones you used to sign and date. And I'm looking at this saying, man, who? It's just so weird to think, who is this kid, this person who might have read the book?
Yeah,
and that's just
like the traveling pants, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. Exactly.
And you can kind of go off on that and wonder, you know, what has been the trip of this book and my reading experience compared to yours?
Now, were you always a reader?
I read quite a bit.
Yeah, I can tell you he would be.
My mommy used to make me sit up on the counter and read to her. I
really?
Would read whatever book I had, I would read to her.
John, was that the same with you?
Oh, yes, always.
Really?
Yes.
Now, do you make your kids do that?
You know, I've always been a reader, and so my older son loves to read like I do. He'll read anything. And then my younger son, he's just kind of finding like a genre that he enjoys, so he's reading more. But my older son, I mean, if there's Newsweek sitting out, a newspaper, he will read it. He loves information.
Yeah, and I like daily things. I like where, you know, I have like my daily quotes that I love to read, that kind of thing. But if they lose me in the beginning, I'm like, oh, God, you know. So, and I've heard what's kind of interesting, talking to so many authors, in the first, I think it's like 24 pages, pretty much that's most of the story right there. And then the rest is kind of fill in. What's your thought?
Oh, yes, that's why I like short stories best, because to me they're all compressed. The whole story's compressed together.
Oh, that's it. Maybe I need to do that.
Between, and I liked writers like, I'm a huge fan of Kurt Vonnegut and also Ray Bradbury, and they wrote some short stories that in 20 pages, they can just make you go,
Whoa.
And then you're on the next one, and they're funny, they're sad, they're creepy, they're brilliant, and it's good.
What would you say, I know some of the old-time, you know, authors that are still just like, it's like you open it up and it's relevant to today. Mm-hmm. What would you say, who are some of the top-notch, you know, authors right now?
He mentioned Vonnegut, that's for sure.
Okay.
Charles Bukowski seems really popular. People will come and call from like Marina Del Rey and say, do you have it? Oh, yes. And they'll hop in their car and come down to get it.
Oh, wow.
On the Road, Jack Kerouac. Okay. It seems like the younger generation, like people in their 20s, seem to like what they call the beat writers.
Okay. So how can we all get involved in what you guys are doing?
For the Literary Hall of Fame, if they go to, there's two ways they could do it. They can come into the store and give a financial donation, or they can go to Indiegogo and type in Bank of Books Ventura, and we created a little video there that shows, we talk about the history of the book store, and we talk about what we carry, and we carry about what we want to achieve with creating that a Literary Hall of Fame.
What is the purpose and what is the backing for this?
It's to create a place to help Ventura have an identity. So that people can go, be like a tourist attraction. They come to the store, they look at the store, and then they go downstairs, and we'd have cases that we want to set up with lights and have original things like Earl Stanley Garner's original manuscripts and typewriters, and have like a gallery down there.
So kind of more like a museum.
Yes.
Okay.
And then like honor like artwork that's the book covers, because that is an art form in and of itself, some of these book covers. Some people will buy the books just for the book covers.
Right.
And so have some of those original works on display there. And so it would be a destination for people when they're going downtown, they go to the restaurants, the coffee shops, whatever, and then come into the store.
So it will be kind of a coffee, I mean, we have coffee there, or they bring their coffee
they
in?
They have to bring their coffee in, yeah.
Okay, cool. There's something about that, you know, is to have the freedom to just kind of sit around and check
and
out different books.
Yeah. I think it's a shame that that encyclopedias aren't so readily available. I know my kids, when they've done papers and stuff, they really need a New World Book Encyclopedia to look at. There's something about that really gives you information. It's not the same as online. And I have the ones from when I was younger, but they were in like the 50s or 60s that my mom gave me to use for reports, which I'm way too young to use an encyclopedia from the 60s. And I can remember the information not being correct. It was like outdated then, but the smell of the pages, because it's so old.
Yeah, there is a scent. Uh-huh. There is a scent that goes to that. So again, can you give out where do people go? Bank of Books. Again, we're talking with John Motz right now. Where can people go to kind of get involved in this?
Sure. We have a store that's at 748 East Main Street. And we have the store in Malibu, which is at 29169 Heathercliff Road. And we have a store also, Abindigo. That's the one that's right across the street from the 99 Cent store.
Up on Fabric Main Town. Street. Yeah, right,
yeah. On Main Street,
go.
Too. So they can actually make the donations there, too.
Okay.
And then when they go to Indiegogo, they can also make the donation online as well.
Okay, perfect. Well, I thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show
and The Brighter Side.
This is truly The Brighter Side. You guys have been around for a long time, and I hope that, you know, we can continue to be partners on all the things that you got going on. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, the phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. We've been talking with John Motz. We have 3 gift certificates that you can call in and win right now. Also, we have a Famous Dave's $25 gift certificate. So call right now. We're going to take a really quick break, and we will be right back.
Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a 4-course meal paired with 4 fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. 482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I want to do a little shout out. I went over to Mission Oaks, and they have Tamale Tuesdays now.
Oh, yum.
It
love
was
tamales.
Pretty amazing. Laura over there, and everybody over there, Brittany, they did a great job. So, again, that might be something that you want to go and check out on Tuesdays. Also, we've got a couple of events coming up that we're going to be talking about, but definitely get one of our newsletters, and that all you have to do is when you're calling to win your gifts, or you can email us at Kim Pagano, kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or call us at 419-0008 and just say, I want a newsletter. I want to know what's going on. And also, it kind of tells you about our guests, so that gives you a little bit of a link to who they are and what they're going to be talking about and all that good stuff. So, again, we are so excited that you are here, and I do want to remind you of all of our shows. We've been growing like leaps and bounds. Our next guest is Dr. Robert Miello, and we're going to be talking about disconnected kids. And which is kind of an interesting thing. He is a world-renowned chiropractor and neurologist, professor and researcher in child neurology disorders. And so we're going to find out a little bit more about him, his book. And again, this is all about the brighter side of life. And we just keep giving you more and more information. I want to say it's like school on air. And I hope that you tune in with us. So again, I'd love to continue to give something away. And how about some tickets to Chicago? That's a big one.
That's a great show.
Yeah, and we've got tickets for you. That's April 9th through the 12th. All you have to do is call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, all you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of our team members will get back with you. So again, Dr. Robert Miello, and are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about Disconnected Kids is the name of your book. Is this your first book?
That was my first book, yes, and this is we just came out with the second edition of this book. So the first edition was published in 2009, and it's been a pretty big hit. So we had the second edition that just came out last month, and actually It just came out in audiobook a couple of days ago.
Oh, that's great. We were just talking about that. You must have read our mind because our first guest this morning, we had a bank of books. And that's what I do best. I like to put it on my ears and, you know, be able to do something else. And yet it sucks in there, you know?
Before we go any further, I want to ask you, what do you mean by disconnected kids? Because I immediately assume disconnect like from the eye touch, the TV, the video games, and I want to make that clear before we go any further.
Yeah, that's interesting because actually I look at it like that's what creates the disconnect. But there's a couple of reasons where disconnected kids the name came from. One is it's about children that have a whole wide variety of neurobehavioral disorders that are all increasing at epidemic levels. So ADHD, OCD, Tourette's, dyslexia, autism, Asperger's, they all, you know, fall into this category. And what I found in working for years with these children is parents would come in, and that would be the most common term they would use to describe. None of these kids have anything medically wrong per se with them, but the parents would often just say, you know, I just noticed at a young age that they were disconnected or I couldn't connect with them or they're disconnected from everybody else in the family. But the main reason for the name disconnected kids is that my area of research, what really started this all for me was the question, what is actually happening in the brain of a child with autism or ADHD or dyslexia? What is the actual neurological problem? And so the research that I've done and others have done has shown that the problem is actually what's known as a functional disconnection syndrome, where there are areas of the brain that just are not speaking to one another. They're disconnected from one another. And there are areas of the brain that are really, really strong and mature and advanced. And there are other areas of the brain that are very delayed and immature and weak and underactive. And that is the actual problem in the brain.
You know what's interesting to me, and anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Robert Mielo. We're talking about disconnected kids. That's the name of your book. And also, you are the creator and co-founder of Brain Balance Centers, which I want to ask you more about that. But I never really would have thought autism and ADHD and dyslexia would be all kind of, you know, I mean, I guess it would be is it all in the same category?
Yeah, you know, they all really are considered what we call these functional neurobehavioral disorders, meaning that we know that there's a term called comorbidity, which means that none of these children really only have one diagnosis. Like if you look at, for instance, children with ADHD, 70 to 80% of them have at least one other diagnosis or even two. And the most common other diagnoses are OCD and Tourette's or tics. We know that children with autism have a lot of tics and they also are obsessive and they have attentional problems. And we know that when we look in the brains of these children, there's less connections in certain areas of the brain, more connections in others, and there's less connections between the two hemispheres of the brain. And the areas of the brain that are involved are all the same. The main difference is that autism, ADHD, OCD, and Tourette's, the main area of problem is a delay in development in the right hemisphere, whereas dyslexia is a delay in development in the left hemisphere. But when we look at their brains, the problem is exactly the same. It just involves a different hemisphere.
So with this, going through your book, you obviously have lots of different ideas on how to work within the family with a child that has one of these syndromes.
Yeah, I mean, the book is a practical book that's all about not only identifying and being able to really isolate what is the actual problem, what systems, you know, are the visual systems involved? Are the auditory systems involved? Is it a problem in the smell system? And so we look at motor exercises. We look at sensory stimulation. We look at diet and nutrition. We also look at academic and cognitive and behavioral skills. And all of those things are controlled and regulated by different areas of the brain, and they're controlled differently by the right and left hemisphere. So the first part of the book is really educating parents as to what is actually happening in their brain, in the child's brain. And then the next part is, how do they assess their own child? Because the makeup, even though the underlying problem is the same in every child, the makeup is different in every child. So they have the ability to assess them and determine, is this a right hemisphere problem, a left hemisphere problem, and then what areas of the brain are really not really developed. And then they can put together an exercise program that they can do at home that is not just going to act as a Band-Aid, but in most cases can even, you know, significantly improve and in many cases completely remediate these problems.
So I have a question. Now, you have all of this in your book on ways to help the child that's suffering from this, but how do you implement that into your family so that the rest of the people are still getting what they need?
That's a really good question.
It really is.
And, you know, it's funny because you're going through the thought processes that I've gone through over the years. And so the first book, Disconnected Kids, was about here's what's wrong with your child, here's what's wrong with their brain, here's how you can fix it. Now, as we started doing that more and more, and as we started opening up more brain balance centers, because I did this out of one center for 15 years as I developed this, and then once it was developed and perfected, then we started spreading it. Now we have over 85 centers across the country. We'll have over 100 by the end of the year, and we'll probably work with 10,000 families this year alone. So as we started working with more families, we started realizing, okay, more and more questions about how do we integrate this into the family? How do we, you know, how do we deal with behavioral changes? So the second book I wrote is called Reconnected Kids. And that came out in 2011, and that was about, okay, now as your child's brain is changing, how do you get the whole family involved? How do you deal with the different behavioral changes and understand it, and how do you create a more positive environment for the whole family? So I created what's called the Brain Balance Family Empowerment Program that is outlined in the book Reconnected Kids.
So give us three ideas on three things that we should definitely do or not do when we have different personalities within the family.
Well, the first thing is that it really all starts with the parents. And so the biggest problem I found in working with families is that both parents think they're on the same page, but most of the time they're not. Meaning there's an assumption that, you know, we both want the same thing for our children. We both have the same goals and aspirations for our children and expectations. So what happens is that quite often those expectations, because they're never really spoken about or discussed amongst the parents, they actually are in direct conflict with one another. And this creates tremendous confusion and anxiety in the children. And a lot of behavioral issues are directly related to the child just getting conflicted messages from the parents. So just the first thing I would do is just sit the parents down and say, really talk about what you want. What are your expectations for your children? And clearly outline them and make sure they're the same. Let me give you an example. I remember I was working with one family one time, and I said to the parents, Do you know what your children expect of them? And they said, yeah, of course. And they said, okay, well, and then I spoke with the parents separately, and I said to the mother, what do you expect from your child? And she would say, well, I want my son to grow up, and I want him to have long hair, and I want him to be creative and artistic and sensitive and emotional and have, you know, really great relationships. And then I spoke to the father, and what do you want? Well, I'd like my son to have, you know, like really be a clean-cut kid and be an athlete and be a jock and, you know, really, you know, work hard and go to a school and be a lawyer. You know, they have completely different aspirations of what the child
wants. But isn't that a normal thing for parents to have anyways?
And really, at the end of the day, that child, when he was born, the personality he has and what he's going to become, I kind of think is out there.
Of our hands. Absolutely. Yeah, no question. I mean, what's your thought on that?
Yeah, no, and I think that, you know, the parent shouldn't necessarily impose what they want on the child anyway, but I think that it's all about having the conversation and having parents sit down and say, you know, what are our expectations? Then the second thing that can really make a huge difference is just having written rules. again, parents assume that the children know the rules and that everybody is on board. But if they're not written and we don't have agreed upon written consequences, that the parents sit down and say, listen, and I give a list of rules that people can follow.
What is one of the rules? Just curious.
The rules are just really whatever you want them to be. So, for instance, depending on the age of the child, it should go from, okay, you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you use shampoo in the bathroom. If you have boys, they often forget that. That you take your vitamins, you eat your breakfast, you make sure that everything is packed up for school, you make sure that all homework is done. You go to school, you respect the teacher, you write down all your homework assignments, it should take them through the day. And things even like, what time do they come in? What is their curfew? Is it, 10 o'clock? Okay, then we need to agree that it's 10 o'clock on a weekday. They're going to go to bed by this certain time, lights out by this certain time. And it needs to be agreed upon by everybody. And I make this a family project because what you do is you sit down with the kids and say, okay, these are the rules that we need to put out there. Actually, kids like rules. They want rules.
I agree with that because my kids will empty the trash every day. It's really not a problem. Bringing the barrels is not really a problem because they know that is something that they have to do every day and every week. But then I'll come up with something else and say, you need to throw away your plates. Like, you need to put them in the trash.
I have to do that too.
But I think it's because it's not something that they always have to do. It's in their minds. It's like, why am I doing this now?
Dr. Miela, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here, 419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Robert Miela. We're talking about disconnected kids. I kind of almost think that this is like a home contract. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, okay. It's kind of like that. Okay. Yes, exactly. What I do is I usually say that the parents sit down, again, talk about their expectations, sit down and say, what are our family values? Like, what are the values that are important to us? And let's agree upon them. And then what are our rules? And then let's sit down with our children, explain what values are, talk to them about values and what they think is important. And let's agree upon that these are our 4, 5, 6, or 7 family values that are most important, things like honesty and loyalty. And, and then these are the rules. These are going to be the rules that are going to govern what we do. And then if we break the rules, what are the consequences?
Yeah, that's the big thing that a lot of us parents forget. Like, okay, so if that happens, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Dr. Robert Miela, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break to let listeners. Okay, great. And then I want to find out about your brain balance centers and where they're at. Let's take a break, and I hope that everybody stays with us. I want to give something away right now, and how about some Laugh Out Loud with Jason Love? We got Steve Bruner and Sammy Obeid, and that is April 15th, Wednesday night, over at Paseo Camarillo. I've got a couple tickets for you right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get right back with you. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVolve Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us right now. I do want to do a little shout-out to Allison.
For the Center for Eating Recovery, I definitely think if you are having trouble sticking to a diet or have a real problem with yo-yo dieting, you should really check this out. It's an 8-week eating course, and it's through Hunger. It's through the Center for Eating Recovery, and it really gives you an idea of why you're not able to lose that weight, why you lose the weight, gain it back. And there's always a reason why we are all doing these things. And Allison over at the Center for Eating Recovery can definitely help you with that. And you can really make a change in your life. Probably you'll be able to stop the cycle of the yo-yo dieting or needing to constantly be on a diet and learn to live your life in a healthier way.
But one of the things that I love that she is doing is she's talking to young, which we're talking about kids, disconnected kids that don't love their body.
It's such an epidemic of young girls. I mean, I have to say, I even look sometimes and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I was such a tall girl. I would have really felt out of place with these waif-like people. And I think that's definitely a look that young girls strive for. And, I think it's not healthy.
Guys are going through that too. And in fact, I want to kind of bring it back, but give out her information. Anybody that has somebody that's going through this, again, just the Center for...
The Center for Eating Recovery. And like I said, she's got an 8-week eating course. And it's a great way. It might be something that you could do with your children, with, you know, mom, son. It's a great way to learn better eating habits, why you turn to food in certain times of your life, and also to sort of change the course of someone who does not like their body, especially at a young age. That's a terrible way to live your life starting out now.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I do want to give out her phone number, and I'm trying to find it right now. Hold on. It is 818-836-4600, and that is Allison at Center for Eating Recovery.com. So again, check that out. All right. Dr. Robert Mielo is who we're talking with right now. We're talking about disconnected kids. Well, you know, just a little bit of kind of what we were just talking about, eating disorders, and does that fall into any of this?
Yeah, because what we see is that the left side of the brain naturally is obsessive and compulsive, and we see that the right side of the brain really also gives us an overall picture of our body and a perception of our body. So there are different, you know, types of eating issues. One is where, you know, really anorexia, and then there's also bulimia, and those are really different areas of the brain and different systems, and even though they're linked together in some ways, one has more to do with, you know, body perception, and the other one is really more of an obsessive compulsive type of
control, especially.
Of issue. Yeah, and it really is, and anorexia seems to be the more dangerous of them, which is more obsessive compulsive and seems to be more related to an overactive left hemisphere and an underactive right hemisphere. So it can be connected with OCD, Tourette's, ADHD, even Asperger's, things like that.
Wow. I have a question for you. I feel like sometimes, and this is not because I think it's right or wrong, but I feel like sometimes in today's world, children have so many needs. They have they need so many different things, and all these needs need to be met in order for them to succeed. But looking back, I feel like when we were younger, we were not, and I'm 44, to give you an idea of when I was younger, we couldn't have these needs. You know, like you just had to.
Yeah, if you didn't have the monetary or
you had to learn to succeed.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, like, how, you know, you didn't know tons of kids with autism and peanut allergies and all that kind of stuff. How did this all happen?
Well, first of all, you know, mainly it's these things. My third book that I wrote called Autism, the Scientific Truth, really talks about what causes or what has been causing the epidemic of autism and all of these other neurobehavioral disorders, because they're all increasing at basically the same rate. And there's been environmental changes, and changes mainly in our lifestyle.
So were kids
before, the last 30 years.
Were kids before, were they just expected, taking away children with a severe autism or ADHD, sort of things like that, more the ones on the, like the low
I
end?
I think it was more the special need where they stuck out and needed help. And
but
yeah, they
the
were
the person
put
who was kind of could function a little bit, were they just expected to like
get through
push
life?
Through? Just, you've got to figure it out.
It's a good question. What you're asking, which is the first thing I address in the book, is this just that we're recognizing it more? Were these problems always there, or is there an actual increase? And what I was really able to clearly show after, you know, a year of speaking with some of the top experts and epidemiologists is that basically when you look at something like autism, it went from 1 in 10,000 30 years ago to now 1 in 68. ADHD has gone up 2,000% in 20 years. So what the bottom line is, 50% of that increase is probably because we're recognizing it more and we're more familiar with them. But at least 50, maybe even 60% are new cases that never existed before, which means that something in our environment, because you can't explain that increase in a short time by genetics or genetic mutations, so it has to be an environmental-driven issue. And mainly, I think one of the main things is, as we talked about from the very beginning, is the advent of computers, sedentary behavior,
diet,
less physical activity in earlier and earlier ages when we build the brain and the brain connections, poor diet, more exposure to different toxins and stress. And I also find that parents are becoming more and more they're more clueless than ever, to be honest with you. I think parents are struggling more because they're older when they have kids, and it's a combination of all of those things together. Same thing that's driving an obesity epidemic, same thing that's driving a
Dr.
diabetes
Miello, before
epidemic.
We have to get off with you, what are the brain balance centers?
They are actually specialized learning centers. We're not healthcare facilities, we're learning centers, and we work with any kind of learning challenge. So any child that's struggling in school or struggling behaviorally or socially, that may or may not have a label of ADHD or dyslexia or processing disorders or OCD. We only work with those types of children, and we have a specialized program that I've put together that's based on years of research, and a child comes to that center, gets evaluated, and comes three times a week for a period of time, and then is reevaluated, and we have tremendous success.
Where are they located?
We have 85 centers across the country, so they can go to brainbalancecenters.com, and they can find out where they're located, and they can call up the centers and even come in and just have a visit if they want.
Okay, very good. Okay. Again, can you give us that website again so people can find out more about you and where we can find your book?
Sure. Well, my website is drrobertmelillo.com, and I'm at drrobmelillo.com. At Twitter, I'm on Facebook, but then they can go to brainbalancecenters.com for Brain Balance.
Okay, great. And if you could leave us one tiny tip that could make somebody's life really so much easier, since you have so much knowledge on this, what would it be?
Most important thing for child development, brain development, health is movement. Move your body, exercise, physically be exercised. There is no replacement for it. It's the best thing to develop the brain. It's the best thing to prevent Alzheimer's or anything like that. The most important thing you can do is physically move and exercise.
Wow. Okay. That says a lot right there.
It does.
Again,
get away from the TV, unplug the video games, and go outside and play.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We are done with our first hour. But again, I do want to remind you that we will be here from 7 to 8. So stay with us. We've got lots more to give away. And let's end this show with a moment of happiness. Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Stop me on the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it?
NJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.